93 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP, it's 6:31.
Yeah, I started watching it yesterday, and I can't. I'm so uncomfortable with it. I really am. It's bad. Even with Derek, we'll get into it in a second, the Oscar Pistorius thing. They had him walk in the courtroom on his stumps.
Uh-huh. Just the still picture of it, yeah, maybe. Like,
his attorney was trying to prove a point, and it's just, oh, God. I just brought the picture up again. It's just so wrong. I'm so uncomfortable. It's bad. Listen.
It hurts to see.
I'll tell you in a second. Yeah. I can't. I yell at my friend Derek when he does it all the time. Like, we're getting ready, whatever it is, or we're going somewhere.
And he's takes off his prosthetic.
He's got his leg off, and he starts hopping around the house. Like, dude, I can't look at you. He's got his little stump swinging out of his shorts and stuff.
Put your leg back on.
I like hanging out. You're good for the parking spots. But other than that, that thing, like, leg back on.
Rock Roger and JP is 6:35.
Yeah, I already got some guy calling me a dick on Facebook. Listen, I just get there's certain things that freak me out. I'm not comfortable around old people.
Mm-hmm.
Like old.
Mm-hmm. And disabilities is one of those things too? Like someone in a wheelchair, there's nothing to be uncomfortable with there.
I'm fine with the wheelchair thing. But when you have when you're missing something.
So when you're missing a limb or part of a limb.
It freaks me out.
And it's out in the open?
Yeah.
And it or freaks you have you out, it makes you uncomfortable?
Or there's a short arm thing, and listen, I'm just uncomfortable with it. I'm not proud of it. It just freaks me out. Like a snake. I don't like just being around snakes. I don't like I was just saying, my buddy Derek, when he's got his leg off and his stump is, he's hopping around and his leg is just swinging around, his stump right underneath his knee. Put it on. Put it back on. Don't rub it. And then he'll go and put it in my face. He's trying to
Is it really?
Oh, God, yeah.
That's pretty funny.
It's not that funny. It's really not that funny. The reason we brought it up, Oscar Pistorius, I don't know if you remember that guy, Blade Runner. He was the dude. He was the Paralympian. He broke every record, but he shot his girlfriend.
Right, through the door.
He says accidentally. He's been currently on house arrest. He went away. He went to jail for a few months, and then he got out. They got him on house arrest, and now he's up for sentencing. And his lawyers were trying to get him to appear to be vulnerable. Pistorius removed his prosthesis as part of his defense team's argument that he is a vulnerable man who deserves a shorter sentence. Defense lawyer Barry Rue asked Pistorius to remove his prosthesis, and the former track star then hobbled in front of the judge. And to the sounds of gasps from the people in the courtroom.
Yeah, he walked on his stumps. Both of his legs have stumps. He walked on them across the floor of the courtroom, which
no
to
feet,
all of us
just on just on the stumps. Picture your picture a pirate. A pirate that's missing a leg and he's got the
peg leg thing,
the peg leg thing, and on the bottom it's like a round ball kind of thing. But he's got two round balls that he's balancing on.
Yeah.
And I'm just watching it. I'm looking at the whole thing.
I think we all get uncomfortable because we don't want to be caught staring at it.
And, dude, I'm bad. I'm bad. I'm not proud.
You don't want to, your mind is always focused. That's our problem is we always focus on it when that person is used to having it all their life or for years or whatever the situation is. And so we focus on it. It makes us uncomfortable because we have questions.
Yeah.
But we don't want to ask questions, but we have questions.
Yeah.
I can't say anything.
But
I really want to know,
burn things too.
Yeah, no, I know it's very. It is. It makes us uncomfortable. It's good with?
It's my own hang up. I get it.
You know what?
I'm cool with midgets. I can hang out with Scotty all day.
There was a guy in high school who was missing his right arm. So if you went to shake his hand or say hello or what's up, it was always it's not. So you used to have to flip your arm over to shake his left hand.
Yeah.
But because I went to high school with him, it happened enough times that if someone's missing the right arm, I'm so comfortable. Because I know how to say hello. It's so weird.
That
one little experience makes me comfortable with it. So I realize that's why we're uncomfortable. We just don't.
Here's what I think it is. I think I'm okay if it's missing. I'm not okay with the stumps.
Oh, half.
Like if there's half of it there. Yeah. Like with Derek again. Yeah. He's got his leg, and then he's got about 6 inches below his knee. You know, it's when that little thing is waving around.
But you grew up with him. You should be totally good with him by now.
When that thing is waving around at me, or he comes to the house, he's in the pool, and I'm like, dude, just go get out of here.
The pool is swimming in circles.
Yeah. I mean, he's my friend. So
that's
we
the one I think you would be so good with.
Right, but he's my friend, and we can break balls about it, and it's okay. Right. But he doesn't take it personally. But he I also don't think he thinks I'm serious.
6:39. Coming up in a few minutes, I'll give you the first clues for Dead Guy in the Envelope on this Thursday morning, Double Shot Thursday. Right now, though, it's time for the Roads with Ted.
Southern State westbound as you make your way down into Deer Park Avenue at exit 39. It's going to be a slow go there. We have an accident. We also have lots of slow traffic west of the Meadowbrook down into Hempstead Avenue and the LIE and the Northern picking up a lot more traffic as well through Nassau County into the Queens Line. The Long Island Railroad on or close to schedule. Traffic brought to you by Kohl's. There's still time to save on great gifts for Dad. Shop Kohl's Dad's Day weekend sale, and no matter how you pay, take an extra 20% off Kohl's already great sale prices right now through Sunday. Some exclusions do apply. See store or Kohl's.com for more details.
6:43, Roger and JP, 102.3 WBAB. You know, the Oscar Pistorius headline is what brought on the conversation, but Oscar Pistorius, Blade Runner, great runner with the prosthetics on, was in court for the murder charge that he's being sentenced for, and didn't wear the prosthetics and walked on his stumps.
Well, he was wearing a suit. He was wearing a suit and the prosthetics, yeah. And then his attorney said, get that off, put on a tracksuit, and he just started walking on, they made him walk on his stumps.
The attorney knows what he's doing. It makes everybody uncomfortable, you know, and JP's saying, I'm comfortable around people with like partial legs or arms missing. It makes you feel weird. And
I just can't see the stumps.
Yeah. Good morning. BAB, go ahead.
JP, I'm right with you, man. If something is wrong with you, I have to look at it.
That's why we get uncomfortable.
If somebody has a cock eye, like a crooked eye,
staring at it all day.
Directly at it.
Yeah. I know.
Well, comedian
Joe Malone.
Comedian Joe Malone. We went to Vegas with him, and we know him very well. And he's got one of those. It's not a lazy eye. It's over there.
Yeah.
No, I do comedy with that guy. Yeah, I know.
Do you?
I started calling him One Eye Willie inside of 30 seconds.
That's true.
Yeah.
We had Joe with the lazy. I don't remember. We used to call him all sorts of things, but he's all good with it. But we stare, and it's because our brain has questions, but we know we shouldn't ask the questions, but they keep coming.
You want to hit him on the side of the head to straighten the eye out, you know?
6:44. It's time now for the stuff you need to know, brought to you by the Your Way Diet. Here's Ted.
Official said yesterday the Orlando Club...
Your beaches want to shake. 102.3 WBAB, Double Shot Thursday. First one from the Steve Miller Band. Roger and JP at 6:49. The Oscar Pistorius court situation has sparked a conversation about people with limb disabilities, I guess, because there are parts of limbs missing, because he walked on his two stumps across the courtroom in a show to show, you know,
he's vulnerable.
A vulnerable guy.
To show the judge that he's vulnerable, so when it comes to sentencing, he'll understand that. You know, because he said that when he shot her through the bathroom door,
right,
and he didn't have his legs on, he said he felt vulnerable, and he pulled the trigger, and then, you know, all this happened, and everything, you know, everything else is history.
So, and for all of us, I mean, we tend to be uncomfortable because our brains are asking questions that we shouldn't ask out loud. We should just, you know, leave people as they are and not ask questions about the whole thing. So that's what makes us all uncomfortable.
But again, I don't mind if it's missing. Like, if I met the drummer from Def Leppard, I'd be cool. Because he's got the sleeve there, and I'm fine with that.
You wouldn't keep staring? You'd stare at the sleeve.
If he starts moving the stump around, though, like, no, he doesn't have, it's for me, it's stumps.
Yeah.
It freaks me out.
Hey, this guy, good morning, BAB, you got a story. Go ahead.
Hey, Raj, how you doing? John Vett from the other day. Hey, listen, I work in the courthouse. One time we get into, you know, a big brawl in the courthouse, and we're trying to separate the litigants. Guy pulls the guy by the arm. He had a prosthesis. The arm comes flying off. The guy's sitting here with litigant on the ground and an arm in his hands. Now it's funny. At the time, it wasn't hysterical. Another time, I'm swearing a guy in, and I'm like, sir, please raise your right hand. Sir, please, before we can start, I have to swear you in. Please raise your right hand. I can't. Why? I don't have one. I'm like, okay, what do I do?
That's uncomfortable.
You ask him to raise his right leg at that point, I guess, right? Do you go to the left hand, or is that always got to be the right side?
This is 102.3 WBAB. Long Island's only classic rock. Double Shot Thursday. Second one from Steve Miller. Thursday. Two from Steve Miller. 6:54. It's something that I don't know. I guess we all deal with, and we learn how to act around people with disabilities or leg or arm stumps or partials. It's uncomfortable for us, but for them, it's what they live with every day. Right. But we just constantly have our brains keep going to it or staring, and it's what we do.
I keep looking at this picture of Oscar Pistorius in the courtroom.
Yeah. I found it hard to look at. Him walking
but
on
But he looks
stumps.
Like he's walking on upside down bottles.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Like that little, like, so it's wider at the bottom part, right. And it goes, you know, narrows down. So take the bottle, flip it over. That's what he's walking on. And you can see the people in the courtroom gasping.
Yeah.
Just like, yeah, I'm like,
there's no question it had an effect on the people in the courtroom and maybe the judge, you know, they proved a point, I guess. East End Jeremy's on the line. He has a question. Go ahead, Jeremy.
What if you dated a girl with a prosthetic leg? I mean, do you think there's advantages in sex? Like when you're having sex, you can take the leg off and get better position?
Yes.
I couldn't do that.
Yeah, I was going to ask if, like, you know, God forbid your wife lost a leg, JP, would you still be able to, you know, make it down with her? You know what I mean? Get down with her. Or would that mess you up?
Why not? She's the same person. Why not?
Here's
she's the same heart and soul.
Right. Here's what would have to happen. It would have to be clean. Like I can't deal with stump. I can't deal with that. Like, so if it was the leg, it would have to be like above the knee.
Oh.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Would you get like a special panty just for the stump to make it better for you?
I can't talk about this. You don't understand. You really don't understand what it's doing to me. It's not good.
Goodbye.
It's not good.
It's an interesting question. Fortunately,
yeah, no.
we won't have to deal with it any luck.
I'm the wrong guy to ask that question to.
Well, I think everybody has a certain uncomfortability with it, but we have to work it out. I mean, that's what we have to do.
Oh,
yeah. 6:56.
Just picturing Nicole, one leg.